Most bankers aren't ready to help you until after their third cup of coffee. But with Central National Bank's after-hours service, you don't have to wait for the bank lobby to open to get help. You can contact us from 6 to 8:30 in the morning or from 5 to 10 in the evening, and we'll connect you to a real, live, local person who can answer questions and fix problems 7 days a week. Bank different. Bank Central. Central National Bank. Member FDIC.
Caroline, you should tell them about the newest thing that Bloody Happy Hour is doing.
A Patreon.
It's a Patreon. What is that?
That means you're basically like a VIP member, and there's two different levels that you can, you know, subscribe to, and you get some perks. You maybe get like merch a little earlier. You get
exclusive merch.
You could get first dibs on signing up for a live show. You get episodes with no commercials.
You get our video because our video is no longer available on YouTube. It is only on Patreon. And the most important to me is you get videos of our live shows. So if you are far away and you couldn't make our last live show, it will be on the website. We're going to record this future live show. It's going to be on Patreon, but also bonus episodes each month. You guys tell us all the time you want more episodes. This is a way for you to get more episodes. So you're going to get our basic Tuesday, Thursdays that we always put out, right? But if you're on a Patreon, you're VIP, you're going to get more.
I can't wait to talk about in detail some more stories because I always have a lot of details I want to go to. I can law-splain. I might read a book.
They just unsubscribed. This is also going to be the exclusive place that Dirty Chat is going to go to. So if that is breaking some of your hearts, just go ahead and subscribe now. In order to hear the full content, it's going to be Patreon. Where do they go again?
Patreon.com/bloodyhappyhour.
Don't forget to
stay aware,
stay alive,
and always be DTF.
Hey y'all, I'm April.
And I'm Caroline.
And this is your Bloody Happy Hour. Caroline, are you ready for this?
This is your newest guilty pleasure.
It's the bloodiest part of your week.
Did we say something about it also being happy hour?
Show did.
Because we're about to be sipping on some murder. Bloody happy hour.
Hey y'all, this is April.
Oh, and this is Caroline.
And this is your bloody happy hour Tuesday quickie edition.
Quickie.
Oh, and I gotta give you guys some news, and we just so happened.
Do you have any juice?
Orange?
Oh, orange juice?
Orange juice?
Oh.
Speaking of.
Oh.
We just so happened to throw it back last week.
We sure did.
Brought y'all some OJ.
We must have known.
I think we did.
We are that good that we, on our week away, needed to play OJ for y'all, and now he gone.
Sealed the deal.
He gone, and guess what? He's going to go up there, and he's going to find out who the real murderer was.
So and maybe he'll tell us.
And did you know he was in, okay, you know he had prostate cancer? I didn't know he had prostate cancer.
No.
And I didn't know he was in hospice. And I didn't know he lied that he wasn't in hospice. Because I went straight to his Twitter, X account.
Because,
you know, he's always out there. Hey, Twitter world.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Twitter always, world.
I was waiting for him to weigh in
well,
about
he's
the
like,
draft.
Hey, X world. Hospice? Yeah, I didn't know hospice. That was like the last video we posted, February.
Maybe we thought this whole time he was on the golf course, and that was actually like the old people's home, like the hospice, the sign on our home.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, he's gone, and he's going to meet his maker soon, and he'll have to face the truth, whatever that truth is.
Do you think Chloe's upset that her dad is gone?
Well, you know, I think Chloe is in denial.
Yeah.
So O.J. Simpson has died, allegedly, of cancer.
Ball cancer, ball state.
Ball state cancer.
Yep, and it's a new kind.
He died $114 million in debt still to the Ron Goldman family because he did not get convicted of the murder, if you remember this story, but he did get convicted of a wrongful death suit and owed them a $30 million. I think he paid $133,000 of that. But then over time, interest and interest and interest, and it is over $100 million now. So, I don't understand the point of
a civil lawsuit when you know the person can't pay it.
Yeah, like if it's an entity, if it's an entity.
Because I think typically you could you
like the family to the hospital
their property or something.
So maybe now, but see, OJ, he was a little schemer, so he probably like had stuff moved over. Into yeah. like kids' names, but he did die with his kids. He was surrounded by family.
You think he'll do that
kids.
Video like more? Was it Jerry Springer
from the dead?
From the dead, when he talked about his all
leave
his,
a will, yeah.
When he
maybe
left
like,
the money to his other kids and not yes. his real kids because his real kids were shitty. But then we thought he was just trolling us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if he was trolling, but you know he had to have done something.
Yeah.
If he didn't, give it a week.
I think
come
he
out.
Was in denial and like he was never going to.
Man, I just wish. I mean,
he
we
was
all
76
know.
Years old.
Well, good. I hope he was in a lot of pain.
I don't think he. I don't think we'd ever get answers. So there's your juice. There's your juice on OJ.
There's your juice.
So, Caroline, have you heard the name Caleb Harris?
I have, but not enough.
Okay, you guys.
And the reason I heard about it is because all around the same time, these like kids were going missing, boys. And I was like, oh, is this that story again about that missing kid? That missing kid. And I just kind of thought it was all the same kid. But then...
Yeah.
It wasn't.
So Caleb Harris is a college student, UT Corpus Christi, University of Texas, Corpus Christi. And he went missing March 4th. That is before Riley Strain
yes.
went missing, March 8th. And it's crazy because Riley Strain blew up. Meanwhile, Caleb Harris is, I'll see it. You know, I'll see an article here and there. I'll see it on the news, but I don't see it everywhere. Like Riley Strain and even Sebastian blew up. So I don't know what the difference is. I don't know if the clickbait was because it was Tennessee and the Luke Bryan bar and it was just attached to that. But let's talk about Caleb Harris. There's a timeline.
Yeah.
So he's been missing for like over a month, 5 weeks.
Yeah, March. What is yeah. this, April?
So in the early morning hours of March 4th, so the family knows that he went fishing that day. He lived in a like apartment with some roommates. Hold on, I just had the timeline. And he went fishing that weekend, had a good weekend. He was playing video games with his roommates. And his roommates decided to go to bed. He got up and he walked his, he has a cute little poodle, a little poodle dog, white little poodle, teacup poodle. And he took his dog for a walk, I guess, before he was going to bed and he was going to order some Uber Eats. So he sent a Snapchat about 2 a.m. to his sister of his dog. And then cell phone or video footage sees him. In the area, he sends another Snapchat of this little bridge area, but it's like near the like apartment complex where he lives, where he'd be going on this walk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then his phone shut down. His roommates woke up at like 11 the next day. He was not in his room, and his Uber Eats was still on his porch. So his Uber Eats was delivered about 3, still on his porch. So. That is it. Like, people are saying that he vanished. He ordered his Uber Eats. He never ate his Uber Eats. He never even picked it up. He went on a little walk and he never returned, turned his cell phone off, or his cell phone was turned off, and nobody has seen him since. The quote is, it's 2024 and the odds of somebody disappearing without a trace, without anybody knowing anything, are slim to none. We feel like the word hasn't got out enough to people, and we do believe somebody knows something. Now, they have ruled out friends, like roommates. Mm-hmm. They've ruled out family. There is now a $50,000 reward for anything that leads to any answers or finding him. But that's all we have.
There's no camera footage of... besides his own phone, I guess, that from him, like, leaving and going and walking.
Walking, yes. I wonder,
you would think that there would be more, because this was, like, over a month ago. And look at all the stuff they did with, I don't know. I didn't know the history of this kid. Like, but there's.
Police are saying they are sharing all that they can share, but they can't share every single thing, obviously, because they need to leave some things quiet for the investigation. There's nothing that would cause them to believe that he was in any danger.
Or ran away for any reason.
Yeah, or ran away.
Was it in, like, a love triangle situation? No. Mm-hmm.
There's been, like, no red flags have popped up. There's not even any, like... web sleuth stories out there, like blaming,
I know,
like,
that's, yeah, like, that's typically you get all these people out there, Reddit, these stringers, these YouTuber, you know, which, yeah, I love it all, and then they come up with what it's to where the families are like, stop spreading us misinformation, false information,
yeah,
leave it alone. And then now, but then it's like one extreme or the next. It's either like over the top and you coming up with all these crazy theories and blah, 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 or you get nothing.
Yeah.
So it's like, which one would you rather have? Like, they're both bad places to be.
I'd rather have stories to roll out, somewhere to start, I guess.
At least you'd have people
talking
about it.
He didn't have his wallet on him. He didn't have the keys on him. Like, he was last seen wearing teal pants and a white shirt.
And we don't know where his phone is. I guess not.
He is from New Braunfels, but he was at Texas A&M. I said UT Corpus Christi. Texas A&M Corpus Christi. Yeah.
Big difference.
Yep.
Well,
so Caleb Harris. So we're
gonna
we're gonna follow it and we're gonna share it because these parents deserve to know some answers too.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Hey everybody, I'm Tony, and some call me Big T.
And I'm Carrie, and we have some exciting news. We have a podcast.
Absolutely. It's called My Husband is a Hunka Hunka Burning Love.
No.
And we'll be discussing some different sex positions overweight couples can easily perform, correct?
I don't think so. It's called I Married an Idiot.
I know. I'm just kidding.
We'll try to stay on task, focus. Did you take your Adderall today?
Really? You're going to ask me that? Are you insinuating something?
Never mind. You may be wondering why we're doing this. We have been together for 36 years.
36 short, long
years.
Freaking years. But we must be doing something right, right?
Well, we must be. But this is where the fun starts.
And you know me, I love having fun. Fun is the best thing to have.
Yes, it is. On our show, we're going to be discussing a wide variety of topics. And I'll give you my opinion, and you'll give your opinion. So please, do not embarrass me.
I'm not going to embarrass you. I told you 1,000 times, but you also need to learn to get some thicker skin if you're going to be doing this.
No.
And don't take everything so damn personal.
No, but you get personal.
Anyway, it's up to you, not you, Carrie, but the podcastee listeners.
The audience,
to decide which one of us is the idiot.
It's going to be pretty obvious, trust me.
Absolutely, totally obvious. Was that a shot?
Of course not.
Okay, good, just checking. So... you know, everybody has an opinion. It's like my daddy always said.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Well, it's true. An opinion is like an ass. Everyone has one, and some are bigger than others, or it went something like that.
Stop. Would you be nice? See what I mean? Tell them where we can be found.
Anywhere you get your podcast or roguemedianetwork.com. Just look up I Married an Idiot. Sit back, relax, and give us a try. I promise you it would be entertaining. And if you want to contact us, you can shoot us an email. Well, I don't seem to have the email at the moment. This is not good. I don't seem to have that at the moment, but we'll let you know. So stay tuned, and I promise you we'll let you know.
Sorry. Really?
Well.
But yes, eventually we'd love to hear your feedback. You can give us suggestions on what topic to cover, comment on our show or an episode, or just drop us a line to say hello.
Just remember, any negative feedback should be directed toward Carrie, and all positive feedback should go to me.
Wrong again.
Hey, babe, look, we got to go. Let's wrap this up.
Okay, just remember to tune in. It's going to be fun, and thanks for giving us a try.
Absolutely. Until next time, peace out. God dang.
I thought it went pretty good.
That went well, not...
I thought it went okay.
Why didn't you tell me the email? Do we even have an email?
You said you were getting the email.
I did not. When did I say that?
You're such an idiot.
Oh, the hell with it.
Ned Hillsdale, a hard-drinking, foul-mouthed ex-cop, turned private detective in the city of Chicago. He lives dangerously, loves intensely, and drinks harder than anyone. The very things that got him kicked off the force now make him the city's best detective. Set against the low rumble of sad jazz and the hum of underground crime, Ned Hillsdale, Private Detective is available anywhere you get your podcasts and at roguemedianetwork.com.
Step into the unexpected with Cultastic, or How to Start a Cult Without Really Trying. A podcast where cult creation unfolds in the most unpredictable way. Join us on a unique journey into the world of theoretical cult formation. Unlike any other podcast, each episode of Cultastic is co-written in part using ChatGPT, and we let it decide our fate, good or bad. What makes Cultastic truly intriguing? We don't know what's coming each week. Together with our AI co-author, we'll discover and build this cult one episode at a time, exploring various aspects of cult dynamics, leadership, and group psychology. Delve into themes of charisma, influence, and the power of group thinking. It's a blend of expert analysis, theoretical exploration, and the unforeseen twists of AI-generated ideas. Remember, Cultastic is an exercise in imagination and education where we weave a narrative one episode and one tenant at a time. Curious about where this journey will take us? Subscribe to Cultastic or How to Start a Cult Without Really Trying on your favorite podcast platform or at roguemedianetwork.com. Let's build this mission to save the people of Earth week by unpredictable week.
Let's go to a trial. There's two trials going on this week. Do we want to do the Apple River?
Oh,
have you been
yes.
watching that one? Okay. Sweepy sent me the video about it earlier this week. So you can probably help me on this. Have you been watching this or just kind of following it?
I watched a little bit of it. There's been a bunch of things this week that have popped off with court and trials, but I've got bits and pieces of it enough to where I have my opinion.
So July 2022, the Apple River is the Wisconsin-Minnesota area.
Yeah.
So I'm picturing it like our Guadalupe River here in Texas. People go out there, they on floats, you float the river, you drink, you play music, you have a good time. So this was in the summer. And Nikolai Miu, the name yes. Nikolai is a red flag to me. Nicolet. Is it Nicolet or Nikolai?
My mom it's calls Nikolai, me Nikolai. And he's almost sounds Italian.
He is Romanian.
Okay. Is
from
that
Romania.
Close?
I don't know. So he is, but he came here when he was younger. He was on the river with some friends, some adult friends, and his wife, and they were having their own good time. And then there was a group of teenagers, one of them last name Schumann, all ages ranging from 17 to 24. And they had their big group, like, out there on their little floats, floating mm-hmm. down the river. Now, from what I can gather is Nikolai approached this group because a friend in his group lost their cell phone in the river. And so he was looking, and the river is usually pretty shallow, like it's maybe waist deep in most of the areas. A lot of times just goes up to your knees.
Yeah.
And these rivers are a lot of times pretty clear water where you can see down to the bottom. Cell phones are waterproof now, because I was like looking for their cell phone. If it's in the water, it's gone. But cell phones are waterproof, and I know when I go floating down the river, I put it in the little waterproof bag.
Yes.
So he was trying to help a friend find cell phone. Now, he approached a group of teenagers. How he approached them, I am still unsure, but it ended up in a confrontation. And the video shows the teenagers kind of badgering him, but it also shows a squabble between him and some of the teenagers, young men. In this squabble, it looked like the Nikolai was going to lose this fight because he had, was there like eight of them? And they were pushing him in the water, and but he had a knife on him, and so he pulls out this knife, and he stabs about five or six of them.
Yeah.
And he kills one of them,
mm-hmm.
Schumann. I think he's the 17-year-old, Isaac Schumann. He kills one of them. But he stabs the other one, some of them so bad to where their intestines, like, were
disemboweled.
In their hand.
Yeah.
But then he walks back to his group, tosses the knife, walks back to his group, and continues floating down the river, says nothing about it to his group that he's with, and just kind of continues on. Now he's on trial, and he's facing a lot of charges. So I just saw the video. I'm thinking, so the question is he guilty? Is this self-defense?
So that's what he was going for, was self-defense.
Yeah, self-defense.
So he walks over there, but he has his snorkel in his hand, like his snorkel mask and mm-hmm. snorkel thing, because he's like looking for the phone. And for some reason, I don't know, I just have bits and pieces. He was like, they were like, oh, are you looking for little girls?
Yeah,
like, what
I
are you doing?
That. They were really badgering
they
him.
They were, but he seemed kind of like a creep. I got a creep vibe from
him. They said that he was drunk. They were all drunk. Both parties were drunk and high.
Probably.
But that's what you do on the river.
Right. So he then was, then I think he lost his footing. He had grabbed onto one of their tires that they're floating on. Is that what it's called? Tire.
Tubes.
Tube. Where am I?
It's a inner tube
yes,
of a tire.
Yes. Grabbed onto one of the tubes and kind of fell over. But then they were like, dude, leave, get out. Get mm-hmm. like they kept telling him to go away and he wouldn't go away. And then, so when he falls, he gets back up, and then they start pushing on. They're like, bro, like, which they are, but you could have left. And I know there's different, like, stay on your ground laws in different states, and I can't even go into all that. But then you, like, see him pull out the knife, and then he just, like, stabs the one girl, and she's bleeding, and then you see him do the stabbing motion, but you don't see the actual stab of the guy that he killed. But then you'd see like blood all in the water.
Yeah.
So I don't know how far away his group was, but blah, blah, blah. They ended up, he's like getting questioned by, I guess they find all this, whatever, call the cops, do all the things. But he denied having a knife at first, I believe, and told he basically lied. Two totally different, yeah. Like maybe five different stories. Then we're trial starting there, whatever, have a couple of days go by. A bunch of people in the comment section are just like, oh my God, those kids were terrible. Oh my God. Like, totally self-defense, blah, blah, blah. And I'm sitting here thinking, what am I missing? I don't know if I just got weird vibes from the guy. And why are you, he said he had a knife so he could cut rope. Or
Yeah. And that's, you do take but that like, on the river.
Like, are you that scared in that moment that you can't just walk away or like speak and then walk away that you have to just start stabbing? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I thought that was all weird.
I'm disappointed in both parties because the kids, where's your respect for like the adults? He was looking for something. Oh, no, it's not here. Sorry. But they immediately were rude. That would piss me off. They were rude. They're accusing him. And maybe he was a creeper, but you don't put your hands on anybody. And not one of them stood up and said, y'all leave him alone. Let him go. Let him go.
Yeah.
You know, like nobody, none of their groups stopped it.
Right.
Like there should have been one decent hearted person that says,
I can't remember how long they're out there.
Leave him alone. Let him go back. Like, stop it. But they were all badgering and pushing
get
on
all
him.
The way over there when they're over in a whole. Like, how would his phone have gotten over? Like,
I think he was drunk, and whether he went over there with evil intent,
I don't know. I don't think he did went over.
But
there.
If they were more respectful, then there would have been no question about this. You know?
Then apparently, then he testifies. He gets on the stand, and cross examination tore him apart. Uh-huh. There's no chance.
Yeah.
After he's been crossed, and everybody's like, yeah, no, he's done. Sure enough, they come back, guilty.
Every
count, first degree murder. This.
But it's the lesser charges of everything. Cause it's like reckless. With the weapon. Like, were you reckless with the weapon that caused bodily injury? Guilty. So it was a lesser charge of everything. He could be facing up to 40 years, but he may not face that much time. But my thing is, like, everybody's happy on the river. Like, why is anybody even mad? And I don't know.
I'm like, I need to go back and watch more parts of it because I didn't understand. I didn't grasp how.
I was disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was disappointed because he was just this one old man, and who cares if he was a creeper? Like, I think I just would have expected better. And now it's not the young people's fault. They do not deserve to be stabbed at all.
But there's also a lot of things that do not come into trial into court. So there could have been like a previous altercation that we weren't able to know about. Or,
and I probably didn't see the whole video. I don't know. But
well, the video was just like a bunch of everywhere, everything, and it happened so fast, but there was some missing holes, and I just didn't understand, but I think that there could have been most likely stuff that they were not allowed to have come into trial or something to make it make sense. But he was, I don't know.
Like there was nobody trying to be a mediator, and like, I don't know, I was just disappointed. But it is sad for Isaac Schumann's family. All the kids that got, nobody deserved, because kids are assholes anyways.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have ended like this. Nobody wins. And that's what I think the attorney said is like, nobody wins when it comes to this story. So you guys watch the video. Tell us what you think. Do you think that Nikolai, this could have been self-defense? I think if his name was Nikolai, he probably would have gotten.
And he looked so different from the video to the trial. Yeah. Like, he lost, like,
a lot of weight.
80 pounds or something. And he, like, his hair was, like, he grew hair and darkened it. So I don't know if he got Rogaine in jail or if he just like got a, I don't know. But I was like, that's the same guy?
His wife did say that.
She was a ball of spitfire, that wife.
That said that he had nightmares every night. And that his life went downhill after that, I guess, after he realized
that you
what he
killed.
Did. That he killed a teenager, stabbed, and disemboweled. Like, that's overkill.
Yeah. And like,
I'm not taking up for him, so y'all don't think that I'm taking up for him.
I don't know why you gotta stab five people. I mean, just push them back and go away. I don't know. That's what annoys me. I get people are gonna be rude and dicks and stuff, but I don't. Watch me. I'll be like stabbing people next. I don't know. I think I just didn't like the guy. So I was like,
My next story. I've been spending a lot of time in the DFW area, in a DFW hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you're in the DFW area, you are watching the DFW news. And there's nothing like sitting in the waiting room.
Oh, no.
Watching the news and seeing that a local hospital doctor, Baylor Scott and White in North Dallas, one of the doctors is on trial, and now, because it's been going on for 2 weeks, has been found guilty for injecting dangerous drugs into IV bags.
Oh, good.
Of the patients, random patients.
Dr. Death.
Dr. Reynaldo Ortiz. Okay.
Is this the dentist guy or no?
Mm-mm.
No, it's a different one.
No. So.
Reynaldo Ortiz.
He was a doctor at this hospital. And 11 people, patients, random patients, suffered cardiac emergencies that had nothing to do with.
They're in the hospital.
Like,
yeah.
They were in there for like a random nosebleed. Or emergency room, or like having a nose, but then you're having a cardiac episode, fighting for your life, and one person died. Nobody could figure out what happened. The hospital administrators, the doctors, and it wasn't tied to one person either. Like, it was random. So usually when stuff like this, they can see, oh, well, who were the nurses? Who were the doctors? And they'll narrow down like a common person. This was totally random, and it'd been happening throughout the year. Okay?
Yeah.
Then there was a break-in at the hospital, and they decided to put up cameras.
Yeah.
Because there was a break-in. Well, they didn't tell everybody they put up these cameras. So now these camera, now an episode happened. And they go to the camera, and the camera catches this guy taking out IV bags and then putting them back in right before this IV bag is taken into this the hospital room, and somebody has a cardiac episode. So what they had found out is that Dr. Ortiz is in debt millions of dollars, and that he had been in trouble a couple times with the hospital and was probably about to lose his privileges at the hospital because of random accidents, okay, that were tied to him. So his motive was he wanted other doctors to have random accidents and patients die or go through cardiac unexplainable episodes, because then that would explain why he's such a shitty doctor. So they won't fire him if four other doctors go through the same thing.
Yeah, because hospitals rarely want to fire their doctors because they do not want
that bad publicity.
No.
So he was putting dangerous, like, poisons inside these drugs, inside the IV bags.
I remember the bags. I remember this. When was this?
2022.
Okay, so I probably did look into it, because I was going to do a Dr. Death kind of a case. And I remember seeing a video of the guy getting the bag out and then, like, it was a hidden camera kind of a thing. And it sounded just like what you're talking about. So
one of the anesthesiologists that works for the hospital. No. He was an anesthesiologist. One of the surgeons that worked for the hospital took an IV bag home because she wasn't feeling good. She was going to give herself an IV.
Yeah.
Because you're dehydrated. Yeah. And that's just a perk of.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah.
And her husband said that as soon as she did it, she dropped to the ground. And she was holding her chest. He didn't know what to do. He tried to do CPR. And he was like, what is it? Is it your heart? And the last things that she could say is, it's the IV bag. He couldn't save her. Ambulance came. She died. So there is one murder in this, but the rest were cardiac episodes where, like, this teenager fought for his life for a long time. And a lot of them have ongoing, like, issues. Though there are like 11 in one murder, they can only connect him to 4 because that is the time of the camera that was up. So if somebody had not broken into the hospital, they would have never put the camera up and they would have never been able to tie him to that. And it would have probably still been happening.
Mm.
Craziness, craziness, craziness. But you are when you're in the hospital, you have no choice but to like trust your doctor and trust the nurse.
Yeah, you do.
Like you trust what they say. You trust that they're telling you the truth. You trust that they're trained to do it. I feel like I can catch on a lot of things, but medical type stuff, especially dealing with the heart, it's hard to follow. Then you have these that just totally mess it up and they do shit like this to save save his own ass because he couldn't lose his job because he was in debt.
Awful. That's, yeah.
And he's so ugly. So if he would have walked in, look what he looks like.
Oh, I don't even want to.
If he would have walked in, I would have been like, no, sir. Bring me another one.
Yes, this is the dude.
So he's guilty of 4 counts.
Well, I don't know what happened, but it went somewhere.
Okay.
Good. He needs to be. Yeah, that is the dude. I feel like he did.
Hey, like that. This was all now. I don't know if he's worked for other hospitals, but during this whole time, they would have investigated all that. They would have went to every hospital he would have worked at.
You think, but like that's the whole Dr. Death thing is he kept switching hospitals and stuff like that, and they didn't want to make it a big deal, so they were like, okay, just go work over at this hospital so we don't have our name in the press and blah blah blah. And so then that he would just kept doing his thing.
Now his defense said that the hospital's basically shitty and that they were looking for that they probably had faulty IV bags and they needed somebody to blame for it, and it could have been anybody. It could have been the nurse who actually grabbed it after him. Like, it could have been anybody. And so I can see how that could happen too. So if they didn't have that video and it line up with all the attacks, he probably would have gotten away with it.
Wow. What a loser.
That is all that I have. You got anything?
I do probably have a lot, but
okay.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see y'all Thursday for a full episode. Don't forget to
stay aware.
Stay alive.
And always be DTF.
Bye, y'all.
Bye.
This has been a Rogue Media Network production.